Kim's favorite things. Brought to you by Permodontics, San Diego's best dental implant center, Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and by Orchard Supply Hardware.
It's time to call our next winner of a Kim's favorite things basket.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dawn?
Yes.
This is Kim and Sammy Joe from 105.7 Max FM.
Hello.
So we are doing something called Kim's Favorite Things, where a basket has been created with all the things that I love. And we've asked our listeners to nominate people who they think are deserving of this basket. And you nominated a guy by the name of Doug.
Correct.
And he is a letter carrier with the U.S. Postal Service.
Correct.
Can you tell us what is so special about Doug?
Well, he's a single father, and he raised one daughter and two granddaughters. And he was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer in June or July of this year. So he had to quit work for a while he underwent his chemotherapy and radiation treatment. But now he's waiting for major surgery next month after they found a second tumor.
How are his spirits right now?
Fantastic. I mean, he's an example of someone who always will fight to the very end, just like he does for our carrier rights.
So he's a guy that you want to have around.
Yeah, you want him right by your side.
Because of his attitude, because there's not enough of that.
Exactly.
Okay, Dawn, let's call Doug right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this the Doug Hamilton?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kim and Sammy Joe. We do a morning show on 105.7 Max FM.
Yeah, they told me last night that you guys were going to call, but they didn't say who.
Oh.
So I'm surprised.
Well, it's us. I'm going to tell you why you're special and what you're receiving, because it's pretty incredible.
Oh, thank you.
That you have an attitude that's so positive that you're essential for everybody to have a person like you in their life always.
Yeah.
And what they nominated you for was a basket, and it's called Kim's Favorite Things. And it's a basket filled with nearly $4,000 worth of gifts for you to share with your daughter and to share with your granddaughters this Christmas.
Oh, thank you. You know what I'm going through, don't you?
I know exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, it's not too good.
You were diagnosed with cancer back in July?
Fine. That's when I started my treatment.
Okay. And how are you doing?
Hanging in there, trying to deal with this stuff. I'm still up in the air on my prognosis. They won't know until I get my surgery. They're going to go in there and explore around. I went through chemotherapy, and I went through radiation, and wouldn't you know, the darn stuff comes right back. They're going to have to look around to find out, you know, where's it coming from. So I'm crossing my fingers. And
we are too for you. And so is Dawn. Dawn is on the line with us right now.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Dawn.
You have really impacted them. You can just tell by the way that she has described you that you are such a great person.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And so very deserving of this.
Well, and this is how we treat each other. She's just as good as and kind as I am, so.
Here's the deal. We are going to host a dinner for you in Rancho Santa Fe at the Inn in Rancho Santa Fe, okay? And we're all going to be together. How does that sound? All the winners of these baskets this week.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, we look forward to meeting you. And you know what? This is going to be a light in your life. This is going to be a big moment of happiness to show you how much the people in your lives appreciate you. That's what this is all about.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't expecting this at all. I was totally surprised.
And thank you, Doug. Okay?
You're welcome.